The second trade policy review of Malawi has allowed us to take stock of Malawi's trade policies and economic reforms since 2002, and its priorities for the future. I would like to thank Permanent Secretary Kumbambe and his delegation for the hard work that went into the preparation of this review and the timely response to the questions that were raised by the members. I am also grateful to our discussant, Dr. Zhang of China, for his thoughtful observations on Malawi's trade policy and development. Members commended Malawi for its impressive economic performance in recent years. GDP growth has averaged nearly 6% during 2003-2008 and reached 7.7% in 2009. The impact of the global financial crisis notwithstanding. Other achievements include a significant reduction of Malawi's external debt, inflation has been curbed to single-digit levels, the proportion of the population living on less than a dollar a day has declined from nearly 54% in 1998 to 40% in 2007. There has been a steady increase in FCI until 2008. Great efforts have been made to diversify production, for example, through mining projects to help them broaden Malawi's narrow export base. It was noted that Malawi's economic performance remains vulnerable to exogenous factors, notably the weather and the terms of trade shocks. Members appreciated that Malawi has remained on the path of reform and has not retreated from its open policy stance despite the global financial crisis. Since the last review, it has undertaken a range of reforms, including on customs procedures, competition policy, government procurement, and privatization of some state-owned enterprises. Members noted the administrative difficulties foreign investors occasionally had in Malawi and encouraged Malawi to further reduce the cost of doing businesses in the country. It was also noted that Malawi needs to continue modernizing its trade-related legislation to align it with the WTO obligations, as well as international best practices. For my part, it is encouraging to hear that a comprehensive review of commercial and trade-related laws is underway and a number of reform bills are in the pipeline. The general trade policy issue stood out in the review. First, the tariff regime. Members noted that Malawi's tariff is encumbered with numerous exemptions which make it complex. They encouraged Malawi to simplify its tariff regime to reduce administrative costs and promote economic efficiency. Members appreciated that Malawi government is committed to that goal. Second, the vital role of trade facilitation was highlighted to reduce the cost of trading across borders. Members sought further clarification for Malawi regarding customs procedures, SPS requirements, preference scheme in government procurement, the incentives regime, competition framework, intellectual property rights, and privatization of state-owned enterprises. Concerns were raised regarding Malawi's record of fulfilling its WTO notification obligations, which are important to ensure transparency of its trading regime. On agriculture, it was recognized that Malawi has made significant progress towards achieving food security, while difficult policy decisions and development challenges remain, such as striking the right balance between expenditures for fertilizer subsidies and long-term investments in agriculture. As cotton is one of the Malawi's major export products and appears to have growth potential, members called for a solution to the trade and development of aspects of cotton within the Doha Development Agenda. Questions were also raised regarding tobacco industry and agricultural marketing system. On energy, members sought clarification from Malawi regarding measures to address the chronic shortfall in electricity and plans to link up its transmission network with the regional power grid. on services. Members commended Malawi for the broad scope of specific commitments it has undertaken under GATS. Further clarification was sought regarding financial services, telecom services, the regulation of professional services, and transport services. Malawi informed members that projects to improve the transport infrastructure, including a large waterway project to the Indian Ocean. This review was the first time a comprehensive chapter on aid for trade has been included in a trade policy review. Development assistance is an essential source of financing for the Malawian economy, and in particular for the government's budget. Key is further mainstreaming the of trade into Malawi's next national development strategy and our alignment around these objectives, both processes with which the enhanced integrated framework can assist. Members' statements ongoing and future support were encouraging in this regard. I hope that by the time the next review, we will be able to report that domestic and foreign investment has overtaken donor assistance as the main source of development finance for the country. To repeat the insightful reflection of our discussion, Mr. Zhang, the main aim of aid for trade must be to support Malawi achieve self-sustained economic growth. In conclusion, I believe that the second review has been very useful in providing us with a better understanding of Malawi's trade policies and practices and of the challenges that lie ahead. I thank the Malawi delegation for having taken this review very seriously, and its submission on the nine key priority areas of Malawi's future development. I hope that Malawi will reflect on the policy recommendations arising from this review exercise and pursue its reforms with a view to enhancing the transparency and predictability of its trade regime. Members could help by keeping their markets open for products and services of interest to Malawi. This brings the end. If there are no other delegations wishing to take the floor, I wish to thank all the members of the Trade Policy Review Body for their participation, and I wish the members of the Malawian government delegation to have a safe return home, and I declare the meeting is adjourned. The meeting is adjourned, but there is one thing that we should do. We should thank the Malawian government for the way they have persisted in this policy and thank them. Thank you.